Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The nation's top infectious disease expert says a vaccine for the coronavirus could be available by the end of this year if ongoing clinical trials produce overwhelmingly positive results. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Dr. Anthony Fauci is also warning the upcoming flu season could compound the pandemic.
Dr. Fauci says the U.S. needs to take additional steps to help curb the spread of the virus ahead of the flu season. In an interview with NBC News, Fauci warned about what he calls a twindemic.
What I would really like to see is kind of a full court press to get us way down as a baseline so that when you get these cases in the fall, they won't surge up. They'll be controllable.
Fauci says he's also concerned about a spike in the number of coronavirus cases after the Labor Day holiday. He says this weekend will be key in determining whether the U.S. gets a running start at containing the virus this fall. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
A Minnesota man who attended last month's Sturgis motorcycle rally in South Dakota has died as a result of COVID-19. A spokesman for the Minnesota Department of Health says the man was in his mid-60s and had underlying health issues. Cases of COVID-19 among rallygoers have now been reported in at least 11 states, but this is the first death to be reported following the rally, which drew hundreds of thousands, many of whom did not wear masks or maintain social distancing. 14 suspects accused of helping Islamist gunmen who attacked satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo 5 years ago went on trial today in Paris. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports they're accused of providing financing, safe houses, and logistical support.
Over the next 2 months, France will relive the three horrible days in January 2015 when terrorists killed 17 people at Charlie Hebdo magazine and a kosher supermarket. Two brothers, Sharif and Saeed Kouachi, considered Charlie Hebdo blasphemous because of its cartoons and caricatures depicting the Prophet Muhammad, but the publication regularly skewered Jesus, Moses, the Pope, and other religious figures. The magazine says it will never be intimidated and republished controversial cartoons of Muhammad in a special edition to mark the trial. President Emmanuel Macron gave his support. In France, we have the freedom to blaspheme, said Macron. It's part of our freedom of conscience. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Baseball legend Tom Seaver has died. Seaver, one of the best pitchers in the history of the game, led the New York Mets to the 1969 World Series championship. His death was confirmed by Major League Baseball. Known as Tom Terrific, Seaver's had a back-bending, knee-scraping style that confounded batters. Three-time NLC Cy Young Award winner was diagnosed with dementia in 2019. Tom Seaver was 75 years old. This is NPR. Almost a week after Hurricane Laura struck the coast of Louisiana as a powerful Category 4 storm, power crews are still working to restore electricity to some parts of the hard-hit state. Road crews are also continuing to clear debris, and thousands of tarps are being distributed to patch over wrecked roofs. Governor John Bel Edwards says people need to be realistic about what he called the long road ahead of us in terms of recovery. More than 230,000 customers in the state were still without power at last word. Tens of thousands more face water outages. Rapper Kanye West is facing a new lawsuit in his presidential campaign. Two voters in Virginia say they were misled by the campaign and are suing to prevent him from appearing on the ballot. Ben Pavier from member station VPM has more.
Virginia election officials certified Kanye West's candidacy last week, but at least three people listed on his paperwork say they were not told they would be backing the rapper. Two of them are now suing the state to keep him off the ballot as an independent. The timing is tight. Some registrars have already submitted their ballots to printers. West's campaign is suing Ohio and Wisconsin to get on the ballot there. Republican operatives have assisted in his long-shot bid for the presidency in a number of states. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Richmond.
Britain's Prince Harry and wife Meghan defied convention when they stepped away from the royal family, relocating to Santa Barbara, California. Now the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are doing it again, striking a deal with online streaming service Netflix. Royal couple signed a multi-year deal, according to a statement today. They plan to produce a nature series, documentaries, and children's programming. I'm Jack Spear, NPR.